Marketing professional Melanie McDonald loves her job at Norwich firm Anglia Home Improvements, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Chris Gillam spoke to her about the business and about her own career.
Melanie, you came to Norwich after university. Was that your first job at Jewson's after you left Manchester University?
No, I stayed in Manchester after I graduated, and I went to work for a large advertising agency called J. Walter Thompson.
Oh, hi, J. Walter.
And they, one of their big clients was Barratt New Homes. This was in the late 70s, so as you can imagine, house building was prolific. And so as they were very successful at the time, and I looked after their Northwest operations across all of their advertising, TV, radio, press, that sort of thing.
And they were very big in East Anglia. I remember about that time because I remember when I was working for Hill & Perks, we actually wooed Barratt's, tried to get their work. So that got you into the building industry.
It did. And I really enjoyed it too. Very fast moving.
So when did you come to Norwich?
I'd worked for 3 years at the agency, and I suppose because I'd actually not travelled to university, it was my home city, I felt I wanted to spread my wings a bit, and I accepted a job in Norwich. I'd never been to Norwich, and I accepted a job with Jewson, the timber and builders merchant, whose head office was based in Norwich at that time.
That's absolutely right, and of course Jewson's is a well-known established firm and run by one of sort of Norfolk's great families.
Absolutely, yes, the Jewson family.
Indeed. What did you read at university as a matter of interest?
I read social anthropology, and I really enjoyed the course. It was super, but I had wanted to go to university to do marketing, but in those days marketing wasn't considered a profession, and you could go to a polytechnic, as they were known, but my father insisted that I needed to go to what he called a brick university. And so, reluctantly, I went to Manchester and did social anthropology. So when I finished, I still had this hankering to do marketing, which is why I took a rather different route than some of my contemporaries at uni.
Well, yes, and it is a different route, isn't it? Though, I mean, you were... On your social anthropology course, you were studying the peoples of Africa.
Yes, I sort of got to know, I never visited East Africa, but I sort of got to know Ethiopia quite well through my studies and readings around that time.
Well, that's very interesting. It's an interesting leap from reading social anthropology to joining Jewson's in Norwich. And then, of course, the Anglian Group. You joined Anglian Home Improvements.
Yes.
That was after how long at Jewson's?
I was 5 years at Jewson. I can remember I was very proud to be part of a slogan that Jewson had at the time. And it was, "You've got the Jewson lot." And we worked with an advertising agency in Birmingham called Coat & Elliott. And it was one of those things that if you have a marketing CV, if you've been involved in a big campaign, a national campaign, you would certainly put that down as one of your achievements. So that's what I achieved at Jewson in Norwich. Of course, they were based in Norwich, but a national business. So
indeed,
it did mean that I travelled a lot, and I used to find the travelling quite a thing, because of course in those days it would take you 2 hours to get to Cambridge from Norwich, because there was no Thetford bypass, there was no there wasn't the fast road between Norwich and Attleborough that we can enjoy now. East Anglia was very much a sort of, you know, a little gem, wasn't it? But
it was remote.
Yeah, I think. But still a little gem though, Chris.
Indeed. So how long have you been with the Anglian Group?
Well, 27 years.
That's a long time with one employer.
I can't believe it. I mean, I think if anyone had said to me when I first joined them, "Melanie, you're going to be here for 27 years," I'd have said, "You must be joking. There's no way I'm going to do that." You know, at the time I thought perhaps I'd be there for, you know, perhaps 4 years or so, and then, never know, go to the big smoke of London, where from a marketing perspective, most things were happening. But I decided Anglian captured my heart, I suppose. And the business, as the business evolved and changed, I changed with it. And I took on various roles. And here I am 27 years later, still with them and still very much enjoying it.
Of course, the founder of the business was George Williams, who was a well-known figure in Norwich business circles. Quite a character, I think.
Well, I think actually when I first met him, I thought he was a bit of an outrage. I was really... You know, having come from a quite, a very professional and conventional business of Jewson, I suddenly was immersed in the world of direct selling and double glazing. And this was obviously in 1990. And it was a very happening time for the business because George had actually already sold it to a larger group called the BET Group, and he was working out his working into his retirement, really. So I had the pleasure of working with George for a couple of years, and he was a character. One of the things, Chris, I really liked about him was that although when I met him he was clearly a very, very wealthy man, he was a Norfolk boy at heart, and he never changed. There were some people, I think, that saw George as being a little bit flashy, because he certainly had a lot of cash to flash. But he had a great heart and was loved by so many. And yes, he enjoyed a lavish lifestyle, but he never forgot where he came from, and he never tried to reinvent himself. And I think that shows quite a strong characteristic, really, in someone.
Indeed, and he was a very generous man.
Oh, he was. Everybody in the factory used to refer to him as the old governor, and if any member of anyone's family was sick or, you know, needed some support, I mean, he had quite a few holiday homes across the world, and he would give those for a week at a time to people that needed them, that, you know, had gone through some hardship. He was a very lovely man, very warm.
Oh, that's good to know. I mean, it's interesting that the Anglian Group, which has been through several identities, has still survived in a very competitive world.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't get more competitive than direct selling or double glazing. But I think Anglian's success is at its manufacturing capacity, and the fact that they Anglian develop all of their own designs, they extrude the PVCU, so everything is made here in Norwich, and I think it's fantastic to think that Norwich is well known for a number of businesses, and obviously we have Aviva, but Aviva is, it doesn't make things. It's, you know, you haven't got guys that come into work each day, and rather than sit behind a computer and tap away, you know, they're physically handling product and making things that then are shipped across, you know, are driven out across the UK and installed in people's homes. And I think that's what gives us that unique edge against our competitors.
Yes, I can see that. Because, I mean, it's interesting you talk about manufacturing, because that's virtually died in Norwich.
It has.
When you consider things like the shoe industry and...
All the things that Norwich was
chocolate,
very...
Yes, yeah. Beer.
Yes, all of those things.
Those things aren't made anymore
in
Norwich.
No, so we make things, and we make them to a high quality. And I think that is definitely... What makes us different, and what's super is that we're still doing it here in Norfolk.
Yeah.
So over the years, there's been plenty of carrots dangled to the management of the business to take us to areas where there's grants to set up manufacturing facilities to support unemployment in areas that need regeneration. But our heart belongs to Norwich.
Oh, that's very very good to hear. How's the world of selling changed in 27 years?
Quite a lot. I've got to admit, I think that consumer programs that have been on the television for a number of years now mean that consumers are much more knowledgeable. They know their rights. They know the area of high pressure selling, which hit the double glazing industry probably in the late 70s, early 80s. Legislation means you can't behave like that anymore.
No.
We're all aware, and it happens to me too, that you pick up the telephone and, there'd be someone trying to sell you something. And I think, actually, the joke was, if the phone rings and it's someone selling, it's probably someone selling double glazing. And then, of course, it was finance, wasn't it, that people would try to sell you things. But, with the telephone preference service now, and various other legislative bodies, you can't harangue consumers
or make people sign up for things they don't want.
Absolutely not. Cooling off periods have got longer, particularly when the point of sale is in the home.
And
there's even more protection for those in society that are perhaps a bit more vulnerable too.
And probably quite rightly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And again, if you want to have a business which is successful, and Anglian celebrated 50 years in the double glazing industry in 2017, if we're going to be around for another 50 years, we need to behave and act professionally and properly and continue to make good products that people will buy and buy again.
I think that's absolutely right. Just briefly, because we haven't got that much time, charity work. You do get involved in that as part of your job,
yes,
don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, one of the mantras of the business has been that because of what we do, we make homes hopefully more beautiful and more energy efficient within communities. So our charity work should actually be focused within communities. And we've done some super work with lots of organisations, Chatterbox being one of them.
Indeed.
I think your offices have a new, shiny, new Anglian front door, which is good.
Yeah.
But we do lots of work with the British Heart Foundation, with Macmillan within communities. We've also done a lot of work with schools. At Norwich City Football Club, we are a partner of NCFC. So at the end of a season, we take their pitch and we get schools in who play miniature football tournaments so that they enjoy the facilities of a big football club. And they love it. And in fact, only this last week, I've been looking at pictures of lots of schools in and around the county enjoying that in the sunshine that we allowed them to do last Thursday. So it was lovely.
That's fantastic. Melanie, I'm afraid we haven't got any more time. We've dried up. We could go on chatting forever, but it's been great talking to you, and thanks very much.
Chris Gillam was speaking to Melanie McDonald, Head of Marketing and Communications at Anglia Home Improvements.